X-Rock Radio, good morning. Who is this?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
All right, good, good, good. Well, you're going to help us out, so this will be real fun. All right, Jessica, here we go. Once again, I got two idiots here. All you got to do is decide who do you think is worthy of the title, okay? So let's go with this first one, Jessica. This is a lady. Jessica, do you know what a doppelganger is?
Yes.
Person that, yeah, it's a person that looks just like you. And they say we all have at least one. Have you ever ran into a doppelganger, Jessica?
No, I haven't.
You know, here's a weird one. The band Smash Mouth. I don't know if you remember Smash Mouth. They played at the Blue Loon a couple years ago. And as I'm walking into the, concert late, and everybody's going, dude, you were just on stage. And everybody's talking, and they had a keyboard player that looked just like me. And you know how that is when people tell you, all right, sure, he looks like me. I went in there, and I went, oh, my God, the dude looks just like me. I had to get up close to see. And even then, as myself, I was going, wow, that dude does look like me. So my doppelganger, Jessica, keyboard player for the band Smash Mouth. Okay. So anyway, I sure wouldn't have done this, though. 42-year-old woman in Brooklyn, Victoria Nazarova, came here from Russia in 2014 after she allegedly murdered somebody. So, you know, we're already off to a terrible start here. Then Victoria meets 35-year-old woman named Olga Yizvik. Notice that they looked almost identical, and that gave her an idea. So a while back, Victoria baked a poison cheesecake, filled it with Russian tranquilizers. That's so Russian. And gave it to her doppelganger so Olga would die and she could take her identity. That's so creepy. Wow. No, it didn't. Here's the thing. It didn't kill Olga. It just knocked her out for about a day. When she woke up, she found Victoria had dressed her in lingerie, was staging her apartment to make it look like a suicide scene. Victoria was arrested and was finally arraigned last week on murder charges, facing up to 25 years in prison. Here's the thing. I got a picture of her, and they're both, like, really gorgeous Russian women, and they do look very much alike.
Sounds like a movie.
It really doesn't it, though? It sounds exactly like a movie, but it's not. It's just an idiot of the day. So that's your first one to choose from. Here's your next one. All right. I don't know if this couple's family knew about this or not, but if they didn't, they just got two pieces of really bad news. Cops in Reno, Nevada, looking for 21-year-old Devin Leeper and his 18-year-old girlfriend, Anna Devine, connection with a burglar. Apparently, they broke into somebody's house, stole a bunch of stuff. But here comes the really bad news for the family. Because they're wanted by police, it came out that they're not just dating. They're also cousins. The cops are the ones that figured it out. Wait a second. Their car was at Arizona Plate, so apparently that's where they're from. Last we heard, they're still on the run. But the cops just found out, oh, by the way, we found out, yeah, you guys are cousins. So now they're on the run, and there's got to be a bit of a creep factor for them. So I don't know how they're feeling about that. So there you go. Who's our idiot of the day today, Jessica?
I would have to say the cousins.
The cousins. Because the other one actually had a pretty brilliant idea. That was pretty good. It's such a Russian idea, right? Doesn't that? The whole thing, like you said.
It was complex.
Yeah, there's some layers to it. And you're right. It would make a great movie. So here's the thing. Yeah, you just know somebody's gonna. We're gonna see that. Let's say, what do you say? You and I, we'll revisit this in 5 years, Jessica, and it's a movie. What do you want to bet, right?
It might already be a movie.
Yeah, certainly. Jessica, you were awesome. You can call back and help us out any day, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, and let your friends know. That'll be up on our...